Hey everybody, it's Wednesday and we're diving into Matthew chapter 13 today. And I love Matthew 13 because Jesus heads into telling a bunch of parables. Now, a parable is a short story that has a moral point, and we see Jesus tell parables that oftentimes lead people to ask more questions. So they're not just clear-cut stories. They're stories that make people think. And so parables were really popular amongst the Jews in the first century. In all stages of Jewish literature, in the Bible and outside of the Bible, people liked to hear stories that had a moral point. And so I want to read to you the first parable here in the 13th chapter of Matthew, probably my favorite parable, the easiest parable or one of the easiest parables to understand when we see the explanation. And I'll just read part of it to you today. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, while all the people stood on the shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places, where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly, because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered, because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear." This parable bothered the disciples, and they had questions, and they wanted to know why he was speaking in parables. In essence, they were saying, "Jesus, why can't you just speak plainly to us?" But he was teaching them. Now, he lets them go for a little while, and he talks about some other things about people's hearts. And then he comes down in verse 18, and he explains what the parable of the sower means. Now, I'm going to let you read that on your own. I want you to remember as you read today that the soils that he talks about represent the human heart, or our heart for God, what we do about God. So as you read that today, think about that. And then I encourage you today to ask yourself, what kind of ground has God's word dropped seed in? Am I fertile ground for God's word? Am I a hard path? Think about this in regards to your spiritual life, and remember that you can become fertile soil for God based on decisions you make about regarding your relationship with God being of the utmost importance in your life. Enjoy this. Enjoy other parables that he tells. If you've got a study Bible, look into the things it talks about in explaining these things. But this is really cool reading today before we get into kind of a deep, depressing chapter in the next chapter in Matthew 14, because John the Baptist will soon be killed. So with that, what kind of soil are you? What kind of soil do you want to be? And I'll talk to you tomorrow.